do? To lekatlei David Shimi. That David Melech did not kill out Shimi, therefore they were able to have Mordechai. Rashi show you Chayiv Misa really. Rashi says, Litzua Kovle L'Shvach, not for praise. Ish Yehudi V'Shimini Gormu Lo Yatzar V'Zefakir. These two things caused the tzar. So one tzar was that as Yehuda, that Dovid HaMelech did not kill out Shimi. This Yalad Minei Mordechai, the Mikni Bei Haman. That because of Mordechai forkeh, Mikni Bei Haman, Haman was jealous from Mordechai, and like because of Mordechai, that's why Haman made his world all his good zeros. Or Mashu Malim Yemini, what did I get from Binyamin? The Lekot Le Shol Yagag, that Shol, that came from Binyamin, like, did not kill out Agag. This Yalad Minei Haman, that Haman was born from him. The Messiah Yisrael, that he gave a lot of tzorah to Klai Yisrael. So the kid, both of them had a little bit, tzorah, they were yelling at them, they were angry at them. They caused the pain of Haman to come about. We have Yechonon Omar, Li'oyla mi Binyamin Kos, he really came from Binyamin. The Maikor Le Yehuda, Al Shum Shekofar Ba'avoy Yisrael. He was Kofar Ba'avoy Yisrael. Shekola Kofar Ba'avoy Yisrael, Nikri Yehudi. Like Mordechai never bowed down to Haman, he was kofin Avoy Zara. Whoever was kofin Avoy Zara is called Yehudi. Really, was from Sheva Ben Yamin. Yehudi just means he was a kofin in Avoy Zara. Because it's Siv, Iti, Govrin, Yudoyin. Alright, stop here. You're holding that for Yud Gimel. Yes, again, inshallah, where did Mordechai come from Binyamin or from Yehuda? Yeah. So it said now, Samuel Mordechai Nichnim Ben Yehomin. Omar Shilom Le'yeminid Le'kot Le'yishol Le'agav Yisrael Minei Yehomin. The Messiah Yisrael. We have Yechonon Omar, the fourth line. We have Yechonon Omar. Really, Mordechai came from Sevet Binyamin. How come he called Yehudi, Ben Yehudi? Not that he was from Sevet Yehuda, but rather Al-Shum Shekofa B'Avodah Zorah. He was Kofar, Mordechai was Kofar in Avodah Zorah. And the Klali Shekola Kofar B'Avodah Zorah is Nikra Yehudi. Whoever is Kofar in Avodah Zorah, he has a shame Yehudi. That's why they called him Yehudi, not Al-Shevet Yehuda, because Mordechai was Kofar in Avodah Zorah. Right, so what's the raya? Kirchsev, the Pasuk says, Isai, Guvrin Yudoyin. We have people of Yudoyin, which means the Pasuk in Daniel means these people were not over the Avodah Zorah. The Rashi says, V'sayf for the Kruah, Lelohoch, Loi Palchin. They didn't bow down to your gods. So that's called somewhere as Kofin, Avodah Zorah. He's called Yudoyin. Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazli, he have a Pasuk with Divrei HaYamim. When he started to learn the Sefer Divrei HaYamim, Omar Hochi, this is the way he said about, when he spoke about Divrei HaYamim. He said that, Kol Divarecho Echadein, really a lot of psukim that it says in Divrei HaYamim, a lot of words there all mean one thing. Rashi says, K'negir HaSefer HaYamim, about the Sefer Divrei HaYamim, that Kol Divarecho Divrei HaYamim Achasein, that means, Harbei Shemais, Atamask Yaplerni Yaplerni, V'kulam Adam Echadein. It's Divrei HaYamim, it says a lot of times, a lot of names there, and really it's all the same person. Why is that so? We'll soon see. The Onu Yoidim Ladarshan, but we understand it, we know what the Psukim really mean. Like even though really it's Stumim, like it's a Madna, it says the same, well, same person, different names. But we understand why the Pasuk does that, like we'll soon see. The Pasuk says in Divrei HaYamim, the Ishtoi Hayudoyo Yoldo Es Yered, the Yudoy wife, she gave birth to Yered, Avi Gdor, V'yes Chever, Avi Shoichi, V'yes Yukuziel. That's what the Pasuk says. And Avi Zanuach, then V'yela B'nei Bisyo, this is the children of B'nei, these are children of Bisyo Bas Paron, Ashelo Kach Morit, she took Morit. That's what the Pasuk says. So Morit says now, Amai Kori Lo Yudoi, why is she called Yudoi? L'chur she was Bas Paron. Why is she called Yudoi? And the Gemara al Shum Shekofer Bavoy Zorah. Because she was Kofer in Avoy Zorah. Like we said before, that's why Yehuda, Mordechai was called Yehuda because he was kofer in Avodah Zorah. The same thing here also, this Bas Paro, since he also was kofer, she didn't believe in Avodah Zorah, she's called Yudoi. Just here the pasuk says, Vateret Bas Paro Lirchot Al Hayor, that the Bas Paro, Paro's daughter, went down to wash herself by the Nile. The Yom Reb Yechanan, what she do? She Yordo Lirchot Migilulei Beis Aviyah. She went down to wash herself from the Tumah, from the Avodah Zorah of her father. In other words, she was kofer in Avodah Zorah. That's why we call her Yudoi. Right, then it says, Yolda, that she gave birth to Yered, which means Moshe. Fred Gemara of Rebu Yerevisei, she didn't give birth to Moshe Rabbeinu, she just brought him up. So Lomloch comes to teach us that she called Hamagdil Yosem V'Yosem V'Tech Beisai. Whoever raises an orphan in your house is Malol of Akosta Kilo Yodai. The Akosta considers it as if you gave birth to the person. Like here, the Bas Paro was taking care of Moshe, therefore she called that she gave birth to Moshe. Yered, when the Pasuk says she gave birth to Yered, is there Moshe? This means Moshe. Scroll for this Gemara Tzaraya when it says the Lashon of Kol Hamagdil Yosem V'Yosem. Pasha means, Yosem Yisrael means, if the child doesn't have any parents, if they don't have any parents, and you raise him, then it's considered like you gave birth to him. But what's going to be if the child has parents? I'm a foster child, I'm a kid that has parents, just the parents give him away, and somebody else raises him. Is that also considered that the person that raises him now, like they gave birth to him? So here, smash me, yes, because Bas Paro raised even though Moshe's mother was around. She was alive. Moshe's parents were alive. Just that Bas Paro raised her, Mashma, just for raising somebody is considered Kilo Yolda, as if you gave birth to him. So the Mara Yered, it says that she gave birth to Yered. Zeh Moshe, it means Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara V'loma Nikra Shmo Yered, how come the Pasuk calls him Yered, why not Moshe? It means She Yorad Lehem Li Yisrael Mon B'Yamav. Because of Moshe Rabbeinu, Klai Yisrael had Mon. So that's why it's called Yered, as if to say, something came down from Shemayim, B'Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu. Then all these words now are all words that really mean Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the stum of this pasuk. Again, the pasuk says, "Vishtoy Ayudoy Yoldo Es Yered Avi Gedor V'Yeschever Avi Shoychay V'Yeshukuziel Avi Zanuach." Like all these here really just means Moshe Rabbeinu, and it says his name over and over again. Why? So again, Yorad means because Mon came down because of Moshe. Gedor Shegoda Fitzosaim Shal Yisrael. He built up again the pirtzas, the broken down walls of Klai Yisrael. Is anything bad that happened to Klai Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu patched it up. Chever, why was Moshe called Chever? Shechiber es Yisrael levim shebashemayim. He connected Klai Yisrael with Hashem. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. Suchai, why is Moshe called Suchai? Shenasalem li Yisrael kesuka. He was made like a sukkah. He protected Klai Yisrael. He took them out of Mitzrayim. He protected them like a sukkah did. Yukuziel, why do we call Moshe Yukuziel? Shekovu Yisrael Lekel B'yomov. Like he made Klai Yisrael hope and wait for Hashem in his times. Shekivu Klai Yisrael hoped for HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of Moshe Rabbeinu. Zanuach, why does the pastor call them Zanuach? Shezniach Avanaseyem Shal Yisrael. Zanuach means you put away like that Moshe put away the Averis of Klai Yisrael. Then Avi Avi, it says two times in this pasuk Avi Avi. Why does it say it two times for? It means to say, Av b'Torah. Avi means Moshe was an Av, a father in Torah. Av b'Chochmah. And Av b'Nevius. Moshe was a father in Chochmah, wisdom, and Nevuah. He was a big Nevius. But V'yelu, then the pasuk says, V'yelu b'nei Basia. These are the children of Bisya Bas Paro. Asher lokach Morit. That she took Morit. For the Gemara of Morit Shemai was a husband named Morit. V'alei Kolav Shemai. Her husband's name was Kalev. So why is it called Merit for? We know that Bas Paro married Kalev. And the Merit of Kodesh Baruch said like this, Yovoi Kalev. Kalev should come, Shemorah Biatis Meraglim. He was the one that did not go with the Meraglim. He was for Hashem to say that Israel is good, we should conquer it. He went against the Meraglim. The Yis says, Bas Paro, Kalev should marry Paro's daughter, Shemorah Begnule Beisaviyah. That she also rebelled against the Avodah Zorah of a house. So that's why it's good that Bas Paro married Kolev. But it's called Merit as if to say they both rebelled. That Kolev rebelled against the Meraglim and she rebelled against the father. But then the pasuk of Megillah, says, "Asher Higla, Asher Higla mi Yerushalayim." He was in Golos. He was sent out of Yerushalayim. Es Mordechai. Oh my Rova, Shegola meyatzme. It means he left by himself. Not that he was thrown out, but he left Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, by himself. Fahi oimin es Hadassah. Came that he was raising Hadassah. Korilo Hadassah. Here the pasuk calls Esther Hadassah. For Korilo Esther. Other parts are called her Esther. How come she has two names? Tanya Rav Meir Oimer. Esther Shmo. Really, her name was called Esther. V'loma Nikru Shmo Hadassah. How come here the pasuk says Vahi Oimin Es Hadassah, that Mordechai was raising, taking care of Hadassah? Al Shein HaTzadikim. We called her Hadassah because Tzadikim are called Hadassim. She Nikru Hadassim. Tzadikim are called Hadassim. That's why Esther Zosh with the Tzadik is she had a Shein Hadassah. To chain the way, my apostle, this says also in Zechariah, but why made Ben Adassim? He was standing between the Adassim, means Tzadikim. See, Tzadikim are called Adassim. That's why they called Esther Adassim. We have Yehudu Roy may know that Hadassah Shema, her real name was called Adassah. For Loma Nikra Shema Esther, how come people called her Esther? Or the Megillah calls her Esther? Al Shem Shehoisa, Mr. Teres de Bereha. She hid her words. She didn't reveal herself. She didn't tell Achashverus who her nation was, who she came from. Shalem, the pasuk says, "Ein Esther Magedes Esama." Esther did not tell Achashverosh who her nation was, that she was a Jew. She didn't reveal it to Achashverosh. That's called Esther, that she hid her what nation she came from. Rabbi Nechemiah Oimer Hadassah Shmo. Also, her name really was Hadassah. V'lomo Nikras Esther. How come we called her Esther? Shoye Oim Umois Hoylom Koronoiso Al Shum Estoyer, that every bull of the other nations called her Esther because she was so beautiful. Estoyer, she was like the moon. She was shining like the moon. Rashi says Estoyer means Yireach, like the moon. Yofa Kalavona, she was nice like the moon. So that's why they called her Esther. Then Azayim Venazi says not like that. You should know Esther Loya Rucha, she wasn't too tall. Veloiket Sora, she wasn't too short. She was nothing special. Like Sarhoisa. Ella Beninis. Kadassah, she was a middle size in all respects, like Kadassah in my middle sizes. Trashik. And Rabbi Yeshua says the bigger Kiddush. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho Oimer, that Esther Yerak Ruka Soisa. Really, Esther, Yerak usually means green. She was nothing special for Kent, she was on the pale side. She was pale, she was green. Of Zoe, why does everybody like that? Come and says she's so beautiful. The pshat was v'chut shel chesed Moshe cholehu. Like in Hashemayim, Hashem put down a special chut shel chesed. Shrashi, a stripe of chesed. Shrashi, me'eis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'kach nirus yofes lumos u'la'ach Hashverosh. She looked nice because Hashem put a chut shel chesed. Special Indian. That you could like some, but even though they don't look so beautiful, but in your eyes they look beautiful. To you, they have chesed look beautiful to you. Well, they say between the man and Isha, that a husband likes his wife, even though other people may think she's not so beautiful. To a husband, she's beautiful. Because she has a chesed, like you know the Isha, you know the chesed of him, that overweighs it. So he also has a special chutzah chesed that Hashem put on Esther, that everybody liked the way she looked. Then the pasuk says, Ki ein lo av yein. She didn't have parents. Then it says, V'moisa v'yavima, and when her father and mother died. For the Gemara Lomeli, like the pasuk says, she doesn't have parents, what does it have to say they died for? Treat them, what else happened? It means to say the parents died very young, come on. That as soon as the mother became pregnant, the father died. Yoldosa, as soon as she was born, Esther, Mesasima, her mother died. So that's the pshat, that they died very young. Rashi says, Nimsa shlohoyila av, mishor shenira likris av. That she never even had a father at the time to be called a father. That when she was born, she didn't have a father. The same thing the mother also, when she was born, her mother died. So she never even called them father or mother. Yeah. Then the pasuk says, V'moisa v'yavima, when the parents died, Lokcha Mordechai lelebas. Mordechai took Esther to be his daughter. So Mordechai says, Tana mishum Rabbi Meir. Al tikri lebas. It doesn't mean he just took her to be his daughter. Ela lebayis. It means to say he married her. He made her into a bayis, into a house. There she was his wife. V'chein Waim, another pasuk says, Ba'uri Yachiti, it says, in pasuk in Shmuel, he says, U'l'rosh ein koil. To a poor person, he has nothing. Kiyim kiv so'achas. He only has one little lamb. Kitana. Asher Kona he bore it, Yechayeho, he kept it alive. Vatiglima grew up with him. The Imbona with his children, Yachtov. Mi Pisai Teuchel eats from his bread, and Mikaisai Tishka drinks from his cup of wine, or Vechayko Tishka, and it sleeps in his lap. Vatilai Kabas, and it says this little lamb was like his daughter. For the Gemara, Mishum, the Bechayko Tishka, because he lived with him, lived and slept together. Hebrew Labas, that means Abbas like a daughter. Elul Abbas, it means like a bias, like his wife, it was like his wife. He came on acted to this lamb like it was his wife. His Achinam is sent in here also. By Mordechai took Esther for Abbas, means Labais. It means that they were like man and wife. Vaitana says, Vyesheva Hanaris, that Esther had seven different maids. Omar Rova, Shoisamoina Ben Yemei Shabbos. She had seven to know every day she had another maid. So when one left, she knew, oh, today Yom Rishon went. Tomorrow's Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. That's how she knew when Shabbos is. The Yishana Esnarasir says that they changed over again the maids. Omar Rav, that means to say, Sheachilo Malchu Yehudi, that they fed Esther kosher food. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. Sheachilo Kidle de Chaziri. No, they fed her treifus. They gave her a piece of chaz, that's what they fed her. So Rashi says, Umitoich Oinsa Leinensha. She was forced to eat, that's what she was allowed to. It's like an Oinsa she was allowed to. No, they fed her seeds. They fed her stam zeroyim, stam seeds. The chayin uweyma. V'iha meltzar noisei espaz bogon, v'noisei lem zeruni, zeroyim. You see, they gave him seed, that was a kosher of food that the yidin ate. Rashi says, yazerunim, tovim l'tzadikim. These seeds are good for tzadikim. La'avdilo imaychul tomei. To take him away, he shouldn't have to eat tomatik of food. It's good to give him Michael's zeroyim. So that's what they fed Esther also, Michael's uranium like seeds. But then the boss says, Shisha Chadoshim Shemin Amor. For 6 months she had this special shemin, such oil that she put on the body, called Shemin Amor. My Shemin Amor, what's the special shemin called Shemin Amor? We have the Chiyah Barab Rama Sitchis. That's what this special oil was called. Sitchis, a special type of an oil. Ravuna Rama Shemin Zais. No, it's olive oil, but Shlavi or Shlish. That the olives did not grow a third yet. And they squeeze out, they make the olives, they make the oil right away. That's special type of an oil. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Weimer. And for Kinon, we know what for Kinon is, that's Shemin Zais, Shlavi or Shlish. That's the type of an oil that they made from olives that's only one third, that's less than a third ripe. For Loma Sochin, I say, how come they had to rub their body with so much oil? It made the hair come off. So Pasha means by the Mokam Erva. Over there they used to shave off the hair and they put the oil there to make it smooth. Also it would smooth out the basar. It would do two things. Rashi says Matsoid will make it shine, but make the skin there shine. The Erev he bought says at night she came. In the morning she went back. That's where Achashverosh took them. In other words, he took them to have Znus, to live with them. He took them at night, the Nairus, and brought them back in the morning. So Mora says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Meganusa Shloisha Rosh Lamadnu Shvachoy. We're talking about his bed that he did. He lived with all of them. But Agav, we say something, praised him also. The praise is, Shlohoyim Meshamesh Mitasa Bayoyim. He didn't live with them by daytime. He took them at night and gave them back by day. He only had Tashmish at night, not by day. Then the poster says, "Vati Esther Nososchein." That Esther, he loved that. He liked Esther. Esther found it was pleased in his eyes. Omer Reb Loza, Melam, he comes to teach us. Shelacholechod v'yechod nidmasoloi kumosai. Whoever looked at Esther, she looked like that nation. If a Persian looked at her, she looked like a Persian. If a Modai looked at her, she looked like a Modai. Whoever looked at her found pleasure in her. It says, "Vatilokach Esther al Melech Achashverosh, el Beis Machusay, v'Chodesh Asiri hu Chodesh Tevis." That Achashverosh took Esther on the 10th month on Tevis. The Mor says, "The Erech that's the month Shenei Naguf Menaguf." Like it's the beginning of the winter, then and it's a little bit cold already. So you enjoy it to be together, two people, you warm one another up. Rashi Shaguf Nenem Menaguf. The Bnei Atzin that's beginning to get cold in Tevis. They have a chakosid, shayim eschavonim in ashmayim lechavavu abayla. The pasuk is saying that they did this min hashemayim at this time, that that's the time when it's going to like her. They enjoy one another then. Vayev HaMelech HaSester. It says that Achshverosh loved Esther. Mikol HaNoshu, from all the other ladies. Vatis Sochein V'ches Lufonov. Mikol HaPsulis. And it also calls, it says, Mikol HaNoshim, and it says Mikol HaPsulis. She was better than all the Noshim and all the Psulis. So I'm a Rav, what's the two Noshims of Sula and the Noshim? Bigesh Litoin Tam B'Sula Toim. When he had znus with her, when he lived with her, if she wanted to make him feel, or he wanted to feel as if she was a psula, like she was a virgin, that's the way she felt. That's the way he felt with her. Tam toim, tam bula, toim. Bikesh litoim tam psula toim. Tam bula, if he wanted to feel as if she's a bula, she is not the first time, toim. So Mela, she felt like a psula and like a noshin. That's what the pasuk says both. Trashikach nemar, mikola noshin, mikola psulas. That she felt Achashverosh like a psula and like a bula also. Then it says afterwards, Vayas HaMelech Mishta Godel. The king made a big party when he took Esther from Malka. Izovad Mishta, he made a big party, still V'loi Galia. Esther did not tell her nation, didn't tell her that she's a Jew. Doli Kargo, so he freed all the taxes that day, V'loi Galia, and still she didn't reveal who she was. Shoda Padishna, he sent portions to everybody. Trashi Dudernois. He sent presents, Lasarum, to the princesses. Bishmon Hunain. And that's what the pasuk says, Vayitein Masoyes Kiyad HaMelech, that he sent presents to everybody in the name of Esther. Still, Ein Esther Magedis, Malarata. The Velay Gilola, Legalula. Still, she didn't uncover, she didn't tell herself to Ahasuerus who she was. Then the pasuk says, Uvikoveis Basula Shenis, that he brought a second time all the other ladies in front of him. What did he do this for? How come if Achashverosh like wanted Esther, how come he brought a second time all the girls in front of him? Is the pshat is Ozal Shokel Eitzim Mordechai. Achashverosh went to ask Mordechai, what should I do with my wife with Esther? She doesn't want to tell me who she's from. So Achashverosh didn't know that Mordechai knew her. So Achashverosh Tam went to ask Mordechai in advice, how can I find out what nation she's from? Is the Mordechai gave her back good advice. Omri said, an Isha is only jealous from another Isha, from another lady. In other words, from your friend's thigh. In other words, as Esther was, if you want Esther to tell you something, make her jealous. In other words, try and take other Noshim. That's what he did, the pasuk says, that Uvi Kovetz Mesul Shnius. He called everybody back to him a second time, all the girls, he called back to him a second time. And maybe by doing this, Esther will get jealous. And Melech shall come to tell Achashverosh who she came, who a nation was. And the Mashua says, Mordechai's reasoning was, that's fakert. Maybe Achashverosh will find another one, not better than Esther, and let Esther go home. So Mordechai wanted that Achashverosh should try a second time, everybody, that maybe you'll find somebody else and leave Esther alone. But the Maestah Achashverosh tried a second time, and he tried to get Esther jealous and nothing doing. She still didn't tell him who she was, and they kept her. But Afilohochi legalulei. Still, Esther did not tell Achashverosh that she was a Jew. The pasuk says, "Ein Esther magedes malartoi." Esther did not tell Achashverosh where she was born. That's one reason why she's called Esther. She kept her words quietly. She didn't tell Achashverosh that she was a Jew. Amar Rebbe Loza, my dechsev. What does the pasuk say?